Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Hei, two lines in the bottom of Daf Chaf Dal Amud Beis at the new Mishnah, and we learned in the first Mishnah of the Perek on Daf Chaf Alf Nalf, Elu Metzia Shalai, the Elu Chayv LaHachriz, and these are Metzias that you could keep, and these are the Metzias that you have to announce, and you have to return. And the Mishnah stated, Elu Metzia Shalai, and as Rashi explains, that these are the Metzias that the Bailim were Miyayish because they don't have a Simen, and therefore the person that finds them could keep them because it's considered Hefkar. And the Mishnah gave many examples, and the first two examples were matzah peres mufuzarin and mois mufuzaris, that if someone found grain that was scattered or money that was scattered, then it didn't is hare ilu shalai. And our Mishnah now discusses the things that you're going to be chayiv lahachriz and the things that you have to return. And the Mishnah states for ilu chayiv lahachriz, and these are the items that you must return and you must announce because they have simanim, and therefore the owner will not be miayish. And the Mishnah begins by discussing peres and discussing grain as well as money, as matzah peres bekli, that if you found peres which were in a kli kamayshahu, or if you found an actual kli, and as Rashi states, v'stam kli yesh by simin, and an ordinary kli does have a simin, and as we said in the first Mishnah, that the only time that we say a kli doesn't have a simin is by a kli that's brand new. And the Mishnah continues, mayis bekis or kis kamayshahu, or if you found money in a wallet, and a standard wallet has a simin, or you found a wallet without money in it. In both those cases, the din is that you have to return it, and you have to announce it because there is a simin. And the Mishnah continues, tibayir peris, piles of peris, and Rashi points out, the Gemara and Fire Simonau, the Gemara will explain what the Simon is, and the Gemara will explain, Oy Minyan, either it's based on the number of piles that you find, Oy Makim, or at least according to Rava, it's possible to say it's based on the place where you found these peers, as Makim have a Simon. And similarly, the Mishnah continued, Sibari Mois, that if you find piles of money, then once again you'd be Chayv Lahachriz, and once again we would have a Shaila if the Simon would be Minyan or Makim. And we continue on Dav Chafei Menav, and the Mishnah states, Shleish Matbe Ezel Gavizel, if you find three coins piled one on top of the other, and as Rashi says, "Begemara mafar siman out." The Gemara will explain what the siman is, and the Mishnah continues, "Kriches b'shus yachid." That although in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alf Manav we stated that kriches b'shus rabim harei l'shaloi, and Rabbi explained that we're talking about a scenario where those bundles were wrapped with a kesher, and therefore there was a siman on the bundles. However, Rabbi holds that siman asli daris loyav a siman, and that only applies to rishus rabim because they will be trampled on. But since these bundles will not be trampled on in rishus yachid, therefore the kesher will be a simon, and that's why our Mishnah states that the din is that kriches b'shus yachid yichayv lahachriz. And we also explain that according to Rabba, who holds simon asli daris have a simon, then the Mishnah Daf Chaf Alef Amud Aleph is specifically talking about a case where the bundles did not have a simon and did not have anything tied around them, and the only potential simon would be the makim. But since these bundles are in rishus rabim and they'll be kicked around, therefore the makim is not a simon, as it would have been moved away from its original spot. However, by kriches b'shus yachid, our Mishnah teaches us that since these bundles will not be kicked around and therefore they won't move, therefore the person that finds that will be chayiv lahachriz as makim have a simen. And our Mishnah continues, v'kikari shel balabayis, and privately bake loaves of bread which have a simen, as every private person bakes their bread with a specific simen and in a certain shape. However, in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alef Amud Aleph we spoke about kikari shel nachtoim, and since they were professionally baked bread, all the bakers used to bake in a specific way and there was no simen. And our Mishnah continues that although in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alef Amud Aleph we stated, that if one finds raw fleece of wool that was brought from the countryside and was not yet processed, that since there is no simen, therefore harei l'shaloi. But if you have fleece of wool that was brought from a craftsman, and the craftsman used to make a simen on every single group of tzemer in order they should know who gave it to them and who they had to return it to, and since there was a simen, therefore our Mishnah teaches us harei l'chayv l'hachriz. And finally, the Mishnah tells us kadiyayim v'kadi shemen harei l'chayv l'hachriz, that if you find barrels of wine or barrels of oil, then you have a responsibility to return them. And the Gemara will already explain that we're talking about barrels of wine and barrels of oil that was resealed, and therefore there was a simon. And the Gemara begins that our Mishnah began and stated, "Be'ilu chayiv lahachriz matzah peres bekli or klis kamayshu, mois bekis or kis kamayshu." And the Gemara is medayik, the reason why you have to return both the kli and the peres, as well as the wallet and the money, is time in the matzah peres bekli or mois bekis. That is because you found the peres in the kli and you found the money in the wallet, and since the kli and the wallet had a simon, therefore you also have to return the peres and the money. How kli will the fun of peres, but if you found a kli and in front of his peres or kis will fun of mois, harei Shaloi, then although certainly you would have to return the kli and the wallet because they have a simon, however you would not have to return the peres or the money. And as Rashi states, "Va'afal pisha kli lebala simon as a kli yachsev as a peres ya'akev loy v'le'amina mehaimona nafal." And we don't say that since you found peres right next to a kli, so therefore it must be that those peres came from the kli. And the Gemara says, Tanina lahad tana rabbanan, that in Chanami from this Mishnah is exactly like the following Brisa, as the Brisa states, Masa Kli lefanam peiris or kis lefanam mais harelu shalai, that although you have to return the Kli and the wallet because they have a simon, however, the person that found the money and the peiris could keep the money and the peiris. And the Brisa continues, Miksasa Mikli, Miksasa Langabi Kaka, if you found part of the peiris in the Kli and some of the peiris are on the Kaka, or Miksasa Bikis, or Miksasa Langabi Kaka, or if you found part of the money in the wallet and some of the money on the floor, so certainly, as Rashi says, Hadov Mechiach, the Hanach Dal Gabi Kako, the Hanachu, the Chai Lachzir, and Lumishi Yitin Sim Bakli, the Chai Mois Labalakis, and certainly in that case, since some of the payers are in the Kli and some of the money is in the wallet, therefore certainly you have to return it to the person that belongs to. And the Gemara ES Astira on the Diak that we made from our Mishnah and from the Brisa, from another Brisa as Reminu, that we have a Brisa that states, Matzah Dovish Ein Bei Simen, Bitzad Dovish Yesh Bei Simen, if someone finds something that doesn't have a Simen, for example, payers or money, and he finds it next to something that has a simon, for example, a kli or a wallet. And this Brisa tells us, chayv l'hachriz, and Rashi says, ala kol on everything, and v'yinastu ha'mais l'balakis, and once the person comes and gives a simon on the wallet or on the kli, you would have to not only return the wallet or the kli, but you'd also have to return the money and the peiris respectively. And this Brisa continues, bab bal simon v'natal shaloi, if the owner of the kli or the owner of the wallet comes and gives a simon, and he also tells us clearly that I only own the wallet, and I only lost my wallet, or I only lost the kli, and I only own the kli, and the money and the peiris do not belong to me, then the din is zachalah b'davashim b'simin, then the person that found the peiris or the money would be able to keep it. And the Gemara will now bring four different terutzim to this question that we had, where we had a stereo between the brisa that just stated that matzah davashim b'simin b'tzad davashim b'simin that chayiv l'hachriz, we were medayik from a mishnah, and then we brought a braya from a brisa that matzah kli l'fan of peiris or kisel l'fan of mois harei ilu shaloi, and you're not chayiv l'hachriz. And the Gemara begins with the first teretz at Amar Zvidra of Zitzeitz, Loikasha Habiku Vikisna Habitzino Peri, that our Mishnah and the Brice that we previously brought is referring to a case where you found a barrel and you also found flax next to the barrel. And as Rashi says, Biku Vikisna, Gigas Mutelis, Upishtal and Fenea, the Vade Hai Pishtal Labiku Vinafel, as certainly this Pishtal did not fall from this barrel, the Minonafel, as if it came from the barrel, have Mishtaiba, some of the flax would have stayed in the barrel and it wouldn't have been completely emptied. And Vahuadin, and the same would apply in a case where you found an empty wallet and next to the wallet you have money, as lemaisa, if the money would have come from the wallet, then you would have found some of the money that stayed in the wallet and not all of it would have fallen out. However, the Brisa teaches us that if someone finds an empty basket and next to it is peiris, then since it's normal that if a basket falls that all the peiris will fall out of the basket, therefore it makes sense that these peiris originally were in this basket, and therefore the din is that chayiv l'hachriz. And ayin in top tesis dira maskel habaku v'kisna, that L'chira, Rashi says that our Mishnah is talking about a case where you found a barrel and next to it was flax, and Taisit is the kosher diktani matzah peiris, as our Mishnah stated that you found peiris, and L'chira, flax is not peiris, and Taisit answers v'yesh emim the kisna ikri peiri, that even flax is called peiris, k'damrina, as we learned in Bereish Rabba b'negei kayin by yovei kayin priyadama, and even though the Torah tells us they brought from priyadama, l'maisa, the Medrash says that was zera pishtan hevi, that he brought pishtan, and therefore we see that pishtan is called a pri, and Taisit says v'deichik, and therefore Taisus learns Venera the Mastisan Bitsino Peri, that really our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a basket and Paris, the Kim and the Ina Paris Bechubar and Yachad, and since the Paris are not attached to each other, so Ilu Mina Klina flew, if they fell from the Kli, Haikzas Nishimahan Bekli, then some of the Paris will stay in the Kli. However, the Bryce is talking about a case of a barrel and Pishton, and therefore Taisus explains, Al Pishton Shekosha Biyachad, that since flax is tied in a bundle, Yachli Shebekli Ayuvenafel, it's possible that they were in the Kli, and then since they were all tied together, so all the Pishton fell out of the Kli, and that's why the Brisa states that Chayiv l'Hachriz. And Lemaisa, later on in the Mishnah, we speak about Tziburi Peiris, and based on the Gemara later on, the Rishonim actually explain that Tziburi Peiris is referring to Tvua, and therefore L'Chayiv, the word Peiris in our Mishnah refers to Tvua, and L'Chayiv, the Pshat of Rashi would fit in very well, that when the Mishnah states Mitzvah Peiris B'Kli, we're talking about a case where someone found a barrel, and it was flax that was inside the barrel. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa brings another Teretz, that Hav Hav Betzino Peiri, both the Brisa and the Mishnah could be talking about a case where there's a basket and peiris, and v'loy kasha, it's not a steer between our Mishnah and the Brisa, as hod l'shtai b'midi, hod l'shtai b'midi, as the Brisa is talking about a case where there were still peiris that were in this basket, and therefore we say that it must be that the peiris came from the basket, and that's why it's chayv l'hachriz. And the first Brisa and the diak of the Mishnah were talking about a scenario where all the peiris fell out of the basket, and as Rashi says, kivin tzam sino yesh le'ignin kefulun l'teichai, and since a standard basket used to have a lip that was doubled over over and would be bent towards the inside of the kli, and therefore if the peiros would have came from this kli, have mishtayabe, then certainly there would have been some peiros that were left over in the kli, the oigdim akvile, as the edges of this lip would have held back the peiros from all falling out, and by the fact that no peiros are left inside of it, therefore the first brisa as well as the diak from our mishnah stated hare iglu shaloi, and the gemara will now bring two other terutzim, and the gra has a different girsa than our gemara, but ultimately both terutzim are very similar. But let's learn the gemara based on the gra's version, as the gra's gairis vi b'yisema, or you could say havaha d'lo yishtaya b'midi, that really in both the mishnah as well as the second brisa that we brought, we're both discussing a case where there were no peiros left in the kli, and the reason why in our mishnah and the first brisa that we stated that hare iglu shaloi is hada islay oydin l'tzina, the first brisa in our mishnah is talking about a scenario where the basket had a rim. If these peiros actually came from this basket, then certainly some of the peiros should have remained in the basket based on the fact that it would have been stopped by the rim. And since none of the peiros was still in the basket, so we can assume that the peiros did not come from this basket. And therefore, the first brisa as well as the diak of the mishnah was hare iglu shaloi. However, the second brisa is talking about a scenario that the basket did not have a rim, and therefore it is possible that these peiros actually came from the basket, and all of the peiros fell out of the basket because it didn't have a rim, and that's why the brisa states chayv l'hachriz. And finally, the Gemara continues with its fourth teretz, v'yibayisema havaha d'lesla ignin, that really both the Mishnah as well as the second brisa is talking about a case where the basket did not have a rim, and really it makes sense that these peiros could have all fallen out of this basket since there was no rim, and therefore certainly the second brisa it makes more sense that the din is that chayv l'hachriz, and certainly it would seem that these peiros came from this basket. However, v'loy kasha hod mahadri api l'gavi peiri hod loy mahadri api l'gavi peiri, that the brisa is talking about a scenario where the kli is facing the peiros, and therefore it makes sense that the peiros fell out of the kli, and that's why chayv l'hachriz. However, the mishnah and the first brisa is talking about a case where the kli is actually facing the opposite direction of the peiros, and therefore it doesn't seem that the peiros fell out of the kli, and that is why even though this kli did not have a rim, the din is that you still could keep the peiros and hare iglu shaloi. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Tziburi peiros v'tziburi mais, and if someone finds piles of peiros or piles of money, you have to return it. And the Gemara begins, Shamis mina minyan avisimin l'chira, since we see that the Mishnah tells us that you have to return tziburi peiros and tziburi mais, certainly as we mentioned, peiros and mais don't have a simin, so it must be that the simin that you will use in order to return the peiros and the mais is the fact that they were piles, and the owner will have to come and give a simin and say, I had a specific number of piles of peiros or of money. And the Gemara answers, Tani tzibur peiros that in chenami, in our Mishnah we should not read it as tzibur peiros or tzibur mois, and instead we should read it as tzibur peiros and tzibur mois, and it was only one pile of peiros and one pile of mois. Therefore you can't prove from here that minyan is a simin, and it's possible when the Mishnah says hare iglu chayv l'hachriz, you would actually be machriz the makim as makim is a simin, and it would actually be a raya to the din of rava that makim is a simin. But the Gemara says shamis mina makim av a simin, so do you say that now we have raya to rava that makam is a simin? On that, the Gemara answers, Tani tzibayir peiros, the lemaisa, you also can't bring raya, as it's possible that the gears of the Mishnah is tzibayir peiros and not tzibayir peiros, and therefore we're talking about multiple piles of peiros. And when the owner comes and has to prove that he actually owns these peiros or the mice, he will actually have to give us a simin by telling us how many piles of money or peiros that he lost. And therefore, from our Mishnah, you can't bring a raya that minyan is a simin, and you also can't bring a raya that makam is a simin. And as Rashi says, loy hotev shit, loy hotev shit, that you can't be patient either question. And I ain't tasted dino maskal shamus mino minion havisimin, afagal de pshitale le'el, midomishkal havisimin, mido minion nami havisimin, that even though we already were patient earlier, that since mishkal is a simin, therefore mido minion is also a simin, by lechuche hacha masisin, that we still want to prove from our Mishnah the same din. And the Gemara says that lemaisa from our Mishnah, it's not a raya, but the previous raya still stands, and certainly minion is considered a simin. And we explain our Gemara that when the Gemara said, Tani tzibur peiros or Tani tziburi peiros, the Gemara was actually saying that we could be goyis differently in our Mishnah. However, the Ritva explains that certainly we are goyis in our Mishnah tziburi peiros and tziburi mois. And when the Gemara says Tani tzibur peiros, the Gemara is just saying that even though certainly the gears of the Mishnah is tziburi peiros and zeloshin rabim, however, it's actually referring to one pile of peiros, and it's saying if someone found one pile of peiros of the many piles of peiros that are in the world. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, as the Mishnah at the top of Daf Chafeim and Al stated, Shleishmat Be And the Gemara states, Amar Bitzel Migdala, where Bitzel from Migdala stated, V'hu Shasuyin K'migdolin, that the only way that we consider this to be a simin is only if the three matbeis are one on top of the other and they form a tower. And as Rashi explains, the Kamei Mefarish Shlashim Chavim Zemizeh, that each one gets wider than the next, and therefore the lower one is the widest, the one above it is the middle size, and the top one is the smaller size. And as Rashi says, Umnich Mamata Suracha V'olav Ezebeni V'elyon Hu HaKotze Shebekulon K'migdol Zeh Asri HaYisayid Rachav M'katzav Oila, just like a tower where the base and the foundation is wider and the tower slowly gets smaller as it goes up to the top of the tower. V'chimakri Hachri Lav Derech Nefilavi, and therefore if you found coins in this fashion, it's not Derech Nefila El Derech Nuach, and therefore it's Muchach that a person left it there. V'yidayit Lachsav V'litlon V'shachach, and he really wanted to come back and take them, but he forgot. Hilkach Neitul Machris, therefore you have a responsibility to take them and announce them. And then the owner will come and give a simon and say that I left these coins in a pile that looked like a tower. And the Meretz Chayes points out that this is the only time in Shas that we find Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala, and the reason why he was called Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala is based on his memra that states V'hu She'asuyin K'migdolin. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Amihachi, we also learned to the Braisa, Matzah Mois Mufuzaris Hare'ilu Shaloi, and if you found money that was scattered, then you could keep them as they don't have a simon. However, Asuyin K'migdolin, if you find three coins and they were set up like a tower, then you're responsible to return them. As we explained, and the Gemara continues, as Amrit we said, and it's mashma that's only because it's completely scattered that you could keep it. But if they were leaning on each other, you know, although they don't form an actual tower, the chayiv lahachris, that since then mamish not scattered, therefore you'd still be chayiv to return them and you chayiv to announce them. And ema seifa, let us see the seifa of Braisa, that suin kemigdolim chayiv lahachris, that the only time that the seifa says they have to return coins is only if they were left one on top of the other and they formed a tower. And it's mashma, if the coins were leaning on each other and some parts of the coins were still on the ground, then we would not consider that a simon, and therefore hareilu shaloi, you would be able to keep those coins. And the Gemara answers, Tana kol she'in asuyin k'migdolin mufuzaris karilu, and in the Chanami, the only time that we say they chayv lahachriz is only when you had three coins that were piled up and they were all lying on top of each other, and therefore they were formed into a migdol, and therefore it's clear that they were meticulously put there, and therefore it must be that the person actually placed it there and you have to return it. However, in any other scenario, even if you have coins that are leaning on each other but they're also leaning on the ground, then the Tanava Braisa actually calls that mufuzaris, and he considers that these coins are scattered, as it doesn't seem that the owner placed it here b'kavano and it was an intentional hanocha, and instead by the fact that it's leaning on the ground as well, therefore it's considered derech nefila and you don't have to return it. And the Gemara continues, our Mishnah stated shleish matbe is zeh al gavzeh is chayiv lahachriz, and Rav Chanina states leishanu al shel shleish malachim, the only time we said it is if the coins were from three malachim and three kings, aval shel malach echad, if they were from one kingdom and from one king, ein chayiv lahachriz, you don't have to return these items and you don't have to announce it. And Rashi explains shleish malachim kasak daiter, that at this point the Gemara is having in shleihayu tzurusayim shavais, that these tzuris of these coins were not the same, shekol melach kaisu shmei v'tzurasam at beishloi, as every kingdom and every king would have his image as well as his name written and imprinted on a coin. And our Gemara therefore is hechidami, what is Rabbi Chanina referring to? If you found three coins piled one on top of the other and the bottom was wider, the middle one was a middle size and the top was a smaller size, and therefore they formed a migdol, so afilu shel melech echonami, even if all three coins were from one kingdom and had one picture of a melech, why should that make a chiluk? And of course you have to return it. And if it's not made like a migdol, afilu shel shlosh melechim nami loy, then if all three coins are the same size, so who cares if there are three different images on the coins, the din should be areilu shaloi. Elo, the Gemara says, itma hachi itma, if Rav Chanina said this din, this is the way he meant to say it, loishanu el shel melech echad ke'in shleish melechim, that the only time we said the din of our Mishnah is when you had a coin that even though it was minted by one king and therefore it had the same tzura on all three coins, but it has to be that all three coins were similar to three coins that were minted by other kings, and in that case usually the size would also be different, and therefore the main point of Rav Chanina is the same point that we made beforehand, that the only way that we consider shleish matbeis zeh al gavzeh is if all three coins are stacked like a tower and the bottom coin has to be larger, the middle a middle size, and the top coin has to be the smallest. And as the Gemara now explains, v'hechidami, and what cases are referring to, dasuin k'migdolim, and when you found the three coins, they were made like a tower, revicha tata, the widest coin was on the bottom, mitziya levoi, and the middle sized coin was atop of that, v'zuta levoi mitziya, and then the smallest coin was on the top of the middle little coin, that certainly in this case we see that the owner must have placed it there in an intentional way and with kavana, and it was derech hanocha, and therefore the Mishnah told us, hare ilu chayv l'hachriz, aval shel melech echad dekulu ke'adadin inu. But if you have three coins that are from one king and they have the same picture in it and they're also the same size, afal gav demarche adadi, even though they're stacked one on top of the other, hare ilu shloy, then you could keep it. And the reason is, emes remuyes rame uvahadi adadin afal, that we will say that these coins happen to fall one on top of the other, but the mice, they really fell from the owner and it wasn't placed there on purpose. And since this is not considered a simon, therefore we say that the owner must have been miyayish, and therefore the one who finds it could keep it. And the Gemara continues that although up to this point of the Gemara, we explained when the Mishnah stated Shleish Matbeis Zel Gabzer, Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah explained who is Shoy Suin Kumigdalin. We also brought a Tani Nami Hachi for the dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, and we also just saw the dinner of Rabbi Chanina that the only time that we say they have to return these coins is only when it's Asuin Kumigdalin. However, Rabbi Yechna argues and he says, Afitu Shel Melech Echad Nami Machriz, that even if you find three coins that are piled up one on top of the other, and all three coins are the same size, and they all have the same picture of the same melech, then the din of the Mishnah still applies, and the din is Harei L'chayv L'hachriz. And the Gemara continues and asks that we just stated that if you find Shlesh Matbeis Zel Gavzer, then you chayv L'hachriz. And the Gemara asks, my machriz, the L'chayv, what are you going to announce? The Gemara says, Minyan, it must be that you'll announce, I found three coins, and then the person that lost it will have to come and say that I actually piled them one on top of the other. And the Gemara now asks, my yid flasa filu trei nami, the L'chayv, once you're going and announcing that you found a specific number of coins, and the owner has to come and tell you how they were piled up, so why don't we say that even if you find two coins, you still have to announce it, and the owner will give the same simon? The Gemara answers, Amar Ravina Tabo Machriz, that in Chinami, when the person announces it, he just says, I found coins, and then the owner has to come and say how many coins he lost and how they were stacked, and therefore the only time such a simon would work is only if it's three or more coins, and since the person that finds it has to say that I found coins, so a myriad of coins would be two, and therefore it would be too simple for someone to come and lie and say that I lost two coins, as certainly it's easy to guess that I lost two coins because miyat rabim is shtayim, and as Rashi says, hilchach treid lav simanuhu de miyat matbeis is beis. And the Gemara continues, boi Rabbi Yemi esk shayla kashir mau, let's say someone finds three coins and they were arranged like a bracelet in a circle, or kashur mau, or if someone finds three coins that are set up in a line, would we say that you have to announce it? And similarly, kachasuba mau, what would be if someone finds three coins and they were set up like a tripod? As in all these cases, these coins don't seem to have fallen from someone, as they weren't placed there in a haphazard way, and they weren't just scattered about. And similarly, Rabbi Yemi asks, Kasulamau, what would happen if you had three coins that were piled on top of each other, but they were piled up like a ladder? And as Rashi says, Ravim Seyal Taklin, Ravim, the middle one was on the bottom, Ravim Elyon Alam Tzoy, and most of the top coin was lying on the middle coin, and the coins were staggered like a ladder. And this case is not like Mishlach Chofei Shachufei, as in that case, part of the middle and top coins were lying on the ground and were only leaning against the other coin. However, in this case, the coins were leaning on each other and none of the top and middle coins were actually lying on the ground. And therefore, once again, it's not haphazard and it's not scattered. And maybe the din should be the Echayv L'Hachriz. And the Gemara responds, Pshayt Mihachodah, the Lemaisa, we could be Peshav one of the Shailas, which is going to be the Shaila of Kesula Mahu, the Amram Nachman or Rav Ravua, as Rav Nachman said, the name of Rav Ravua, Kol Shilu Machnas Lokis and Beinei, and Venetlum Basachas Chayv L'Hachriz, that in any case where you could take a splinter and you could put it underneath all the coins and you could lift up all the coins in one shot, then you'd be chayv l'hachriz. And in the case where the three coins are piled up like a sulam, l'maisa, if you take a small piece of wood and you place it underneath all the coins, you would be able to lift them up at one time. And therefore, at least in the last shayla of kesulam, the din will be that you chayv l'hachriz. And we learned this gemara like Rashi that states at the bottom, kol shilu machnas v'chayv kesulam nitolam v'basachas. However, ayin degra, that actually learns that there's a new memra and he actually takes afterwards, pshayt mehachada, and he just is goyis, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Avua, and he's telling us the new din that kol shilu machnas al kisim beinim v'netlum basachas chayv l'hachriz ayin sham. And we continue out of chafayim beis, and the Gemara is, ka'avne beis kulis ma'u, and as Rashi says, ka'avne beis kulis refers to the avidazara called ma'kulis, v'hishem avidazara, v'l'kamei farish hechi avdi, and later on we will explain how they serve this avidazara. And the Gemara's question is that if you find coins that are set up like the stones of beis kulis, would it then be that you chayv l'hachriz? And tashma, and the Gemara brings a raya to Tanya, matzah mois mufuzaris harei l'shaloi, you found money that was spread out and that was scattered, then you could keep it. Ka'avni beis kulis chayv l'hachriz, however, the place there like the stones of beis kulis, then you'd be chayv to call it out and to return it. the Elohein Avdu Beis Kulis, and what is the way and method that Avdu Beis Kulis was set up, Achaz Mikan, Achaz Mikan, Achaz Agabein, that you had one coin on the right, one coin on the left, and one in the middle, and it looked like a mountain. And if you find coins that were placed in that fashion, then it was done Derech Hanocha, and therefore the owner must have wanted to come back and get them, and he forgot about it, and therefore you have to announce it, and the owner will have to come and actually say to us that it was set up like the Avdu Beis Kulis, and potentially he actually would not know, as we also said that you have to announce when you find coins that are set up like a tower or set up like a ladder. And Ayin Tap Tesis Ka Avdu Beis Kulis Mikana Rabin Tam, the In Shem Avdu Zara Makulis, that the actual name of Avdu Zara was not Makulis, Ela Kulis, that the actual name of Avdu Zara was Kulis, Karamin Hocha, Vahatu Karli Baal Makulis, and the reason why we call this Avdu Makulis, Hainu Chilov Kulis, as we try to make fun of Avdu Zara, and the opposite of praising, the Him Karin Kulis Lashon Shevach, as they called Avdu Zara Lashon of Kulis, which means to praise, the Chum Chlifu Lignai, Lashon Lag Vakelis, and the Chum switched it to Lashon Gnai, like Lag Vakelis, Umar Hu Chilov, and Mar is the opposite, Kamoi, Mar de Shkuta, the Perakin Anosha, Umar de Pazlo, the Gizel Basra, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Abadam, we learned to Brysa, might say Sela Bishuk, if someone finds a coin in a marketplace, and a Matsoy Chaveri, Va'omaloi Shalihi, and then he finds his friend, and his friend tells him that that coin belongs to me, and he tells him, I'll bring your Raya as Chadashi, as it was a new coin, or Nirainisi, or as Rashi says, Niran Kesa Kosovalah, that it was written on the coin, the words Niran Kesa, and he was the Caesar, and that was the coin that was imprinted during his time, or Shalmanach Plenihi, or the coin had a different name of a Melech on it, Loya Maklum, that in all cases that is not a Simon, and the person that found the coin could keep it. And the Brisa continues, Loya Maklum, Lefishain Simon Lamatbeya, and even if the person that claims to have lost it says that my name was written on the coin, and his name is actually written on the coin, it's not considered simon. And as the Gemara explains, Daminon Dilma Fuke Afka Umitnishachrina Nafal, as maybe Enechinami, this person wrote his name on this coin, and at one point this coin belonged to him, but then he went and spent it. And really, the seller who received this coin as payment was the one who lost this coin, and therefore the din is that the person that found it could keep it. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Matza Acha Gapa Oy Acha Geda Gizolus Bekusharim Oy Bishvilin Shabbat Sadeis, Hareza Loiga Ben, that if someone found young pigeons that were tied up and they were found behind a fence, and Rashi says the fence was made of wood or of kanim or of reeds or behind a gedda of avanim of stones, or you find them on a road that was in a field, and as Taisus explains that all these places are mishtamri success, that they guarded a little bit, and therefore we could assume that the owner of these geizlois and of these young pigeons, they placed it over there and they were going to come back, and therefore the din is that you can't touch them and you have to leave them there, and this way the owner will come back and take them. And Taisus points out, however, if you found it in a place where they're not being guarded at all, Vada Avedi, that certainly it's Aveda, and the Bailim were already Miyayish, Kivin She'im Basimin, as we're talking about cases where these pigeons do not have a simin, and we can't be talking about a case where it was completely Mishtama, and Lamaisa Taisus holds that if you find an item, and if there's a Mokim that's Mishtama Lagamri, and even if there is a simin on the item, you still should not take it, as Lamaisa, since it's completely protected, therefore it makes sense that the owner left it here, and the owner will be coming back, and therefore it's not considered Aveda, and you have to leave it there, and you can't take it in order to announce that you found an Aveda, as Lamaisa it's not an Aveda. And the Mishnah continues, Matza Kli Ba'ashba, if you find a Keli in a garbage dump, in Mechusa, if it's completely covered over, then it must be that the owner placed it there and covered it up in order to protect it, then Lo Yigabay, then you shouldn't touch it. And as Rashi says, the Ein Zu Aveda, Shei Muzal as since it's guarded, therefore it's not Aveda, and therefore there is no din of Leisuch L'Salim, and you don't have a Chiv to go and be Machriz it. However, the Mishnah states, in Megula, if it is revealed, and if it's in an open area, Noitel Machriz, then you should take it, and you should call it out, and you should try to return it to its rightful owner. And our Gemara begins, that our Mishnah stated that if you find Gizalos B'Kusharim, and you find pigeons that are tied up, and you find them behind a fence or a wall, or on a path in a Sada, then you can't touch them. And the Gemara asks, my time, and what is the reason that Minan, as we say, Hani Inish Atzninu Hacha, that it must be that the actual owner went and hid it in this area, Vishaklu, Leslum Rao Simada Begavayu, and if you will actually go and take it, you'll cause a loss to the owner, as Lamaisa, the owner doesn't have a simon in this young pigeon, and he will have no way to prove that he's the rightful owner, and Hilkach Lishakinu Ad Asimarao Vishaklu, and therefore you should leave it in its spot until the actual owner comes and takes it by himself. And the Gemara is, Bamai, why do you think that the owner doesn't have a simon? Levi Kesha Simada, we said that we're talking about young pigeons that are tied up, and Lachari the Kesha itself should be a siman. And the Gemara responds, Om Rab Abba Zavda, Om Rab, that Rab Abba Zavda says the name Rab, because Sharm Kafayim, the Kuli Alma Hachi Mekatrilu, that the way that these birds were tied up was that the wings were actually tied together. And this was the manner that people would tie up their birds in order to make sure that they didn't fly away, in order to make sure that they weren't mobile. And whenever anyone tied up their birds in this fashion, they all did it in the same way. And therefore, the Kesha is not a siman. And the Gemara continues that since these birds are tied up and they can't fly, so Lahavi Makim Siman, the Lachir, the Makim itself should be a siman. And Lachir, why do you say that you can't take these birds? If Lachir take them and announce them, and then the person that lost the birds will come and say that I placed it in this spot. And of course, this question is only according to Rabba, who holds Makim is a siman, as Rabba holds that Makim is not a siman. And Omar of Ukba Chama, bin Medadin, we're talking about a case where even though these birds were tied up, but they still could jump around, and even though they could only hop around very slowly, but they're still mobile enough, and therefore the placement is not a siman, and makim is not a siman. And the Gemara still asks, Ibn Madadin Ma'alma Asu, that Lukhari, if you're telling me the Mishnah is talking about a case where the pigeons are tied up, but they could still hop around, so maybe these pigeons actually came from somewhere else, and therefore why do we say that you can't touch these birds? If Lukhari, you should be able to take them, and you should even be able to keep them, as these birds don't have a siman, and as the Gemara says, umutarn, and they should be mutar. And the Gemara says, iklameima ma'almasu, v'iklameima inish datsnu. Now, although it's true that it's possible to say that these birds came from somewhere else, and therefore you should be able to keep it, but lemaisa, it's still possible to say that someone else actually placed it here, and he placed it here b'kavana, and the original owner will come back to get his birds, v'havali safik yinuach, and therefore the safik, if these birds were placed here or not, v'om rab abba zavda om rav, and rab abba zavda same rav, kol safik yinuach l'chatil l'yital, v'im notal l'yachzer, that it didn't is that anytime you have a safik, if the item was placed in a specific spot, or if it came from somewhere else, then we say that l'chila, you can't take it and you have to leave the birds there, as maybe the owner will come in order to retrieve his birds. However, b'di'evet, if someone took the birds, then lo yachzer. And Rashi says, v'imbo achav ha'ame sheliyu, if someone comes and says that these birds belong to me, v'simen ein ha'nesim bo, and he doesn't have a simen, lo yachzerenu, you can't return it to him, shema ein ha'shaloi, as maybe it's not his, v'seif ha'bayim lovoi, and potentially the real owner will come, v'yavi edim shenichu sham, and he'll bring edim, they actually placed it there, l'fika chei murach bi'adzeh, ash yavi aliyo, the and when the Brisa states vim noto lo yachzer, it doesn't mean that you could keep it. And as Rashi explains, dami kar bi sur osli yodai im hinuachu. And Ayin Taisis points out that you also shouldn't go and take this item back to where you found it, as potentially between the time that you took it and the time that you're putting it back, the owner came to try to find these birds, and since he didn't find them, he won't come back to find these birds. And by you returning it to the actual spot, you actually will cause him a loss. And therefore, we tell the person that found it that he should keep it by him, and if the owner actually comes and brings edim, then he will have a raya that it's his, and therefore he'll be able to return it to the proper owner. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Matzah kli ba'ashpa mechusel le'yigabay megula noitul machriz, that if someone finds a kli in a garbage dump and the kli was covered up and was concealed, then you can't touch it and you must leave it there. However, if you found a kli that was revealed in an open area in a garbage dump, then you should take it and be machriz. And the Gemara begins and asks the steer from a braisa, as for a minute we learned to the Brisa, Matzah Kli Tam Ba'ashba, if someone finds a Kli that was hidden away and was concealed in a garbage dump, Noitel Machriz, he should take it and announce it, Shekein Derech Ashba Lufanais, as it's normal for a garbage dump to be cleared out. And as Rashi says, that even though it seems that a person placed it here on purpose and he wanted it to be hidden here, and therefore it's not a Veda, however, Rashi says, Vi Loi Shokalei Hai, if this person that finds it doesn't take it, so L'chshiyifne Yitlenen Nachri or Yisrael Choshed, so when they clear out this Ashba, then the Goy who is actually clearing out will actually take this Aveda, or maybe Yisrael that's chashed and isn't careful and meticulous with Hashavas Aveda may take it, Hilkach Aveda hi umuzalah, and therefore it's already considered Aveda, and the Issa of Lesuch Lesalim would certainly apply. And the Gemara will bring two terutzim. Number one, Amar Zvid, Rav Zvid says, Lekasha, Habakuv Vikasi, Habisakini Vehemnik, that our Mishnah that stated that you should leave these items where you found it, that's talking about cups and barrels, and since they were large items, they were certainly placed here by the owner, and therefore you shouldn't touch it. However, when the Brisa states that Noitel Machriz, we're talking about smaller kalim, and we're talking about things like knives and a hemnik, and Rashi Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Beis explains a hemnik is shel bazel, it was made out of iron, shel seferim, Purim, and it was used by a sefer sheish lishnei rashim v'reisha echad mefutzal, and it was similar to a fork, and it was used in the process of writing. And as the Gemara explains, b'kuv v'kasi loyiga, if you find a barrel or a cup, then you shouldn't touch it, because certainly they're large items, and it was placed there on purpose, and therefore you shouldn't take it, because the bialim may come back and try to find it, and if you already took it, then you could cause them a loss. However, b'sakini v'hemnek noitul machriz, in those cases, since they're small items, it is possible that they got mixed up with the garbage that you're taking out of your house, and therefore it is a aveda, and that's why the Brisa states that if someone finds these items in a garbage dump, you should take them and you should announce them. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa Amar, hav hav b'kuv v'kasi, that both our Mishnah and the Brisa are both referring to cases where a person found a barrel or a cup in a garbage dump. And if so, why is it that our Mishnah states Hareza Loyigaben and the Brisa states Noitel Machriz? And Rav Papa explains, Loy Kasha Kamba Ashba Asui Lufanes, Kamba Ashba She'ini Asui Lufanes. Our Mishnah specifically talk about a garbage dump which will not be cleared out and will not be cleaned out, and therefore when you find something in the garbage dump, you should leave it there, as the original owner will eventually come back. And since this item was hidden very well, therefore the owner must have left it there, and he'll come back for it, and he will be able to retrieve his item. However, the Brisa is referring to a garbage dump which was normal to be cleared out, and therefore the person that finds it has to think to himself that lemaisa, if I leave it here, then potentially the owner will come back, and the ashba will already be cleared out, and the person who's clearing out the ashba will find it, and possibly he will be a guy, or he'll be Yisrael that's not careful with an aveda, and therefore they will keep it, and it's better that I take it right now in order to make sure that I save this item for the person that left it here. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question, Rav Papa, Ashba Asui Lefanes Aveda Midasi, that how could Rav Papa say that the Brisa talk about Ashba Asui Lefanes? In that case, the din would not be that the person that finds it has to take it and actually announce it, because Lemaisa is Aveda Midas, as the person that left it there understood that it may be lost, and therefore certainly it's considered as if he was mafker it, and the person that finds it should be able to keep it. And the Gemara answers, Elo ba'ashba she'in asu l'fanais v'nimel chalal l'fanaisa, that in the Chanami, the Brisa talk about a case where generally this garbage dump was not cleared out, and all of a sudden the owner of the garbage dump decided to go and clear out the garbage dump, and therefore certainly it's not aveda midas, as at the time that the person placed it there, he thought that this garbage dump will never be cleared out, and therefore he thought that he's placing his item in a place that's protected, and he would come back and get it. However, l'maisa, once we know that the owner is about to clear it out, and someone finds this large item in the garbage dump, then certainly that person has to take it, as otherwise the original owner will lose this item. And the Shittim Mekubetzes points out that if the Brisa is talking about a case of Ashba She'ina Asut Lefanais V'nimel Chalal Lefanaisa, so L'Chayrit Tzarech Bia, as to the Lashon of the Brisa, as the Brisa stated, Matzah Kli Tamun Ba'Ashba Noitel Machriz Shekin Derech Ashba Lefanais, and L'Chayrit we're talking about an Ashba that's not the standard to go and clear it out. And the Shittim explains, V'haydim Neftani Mepteisha Derech Ashba Lefanais Klima Mekivin the Shemina Lebailav Shiroitz Lefanaisa, that since we heard that the owner wants to go and clear out this Ashba, Lo Yamina Kemisachiku, we don't say that he's just joking around, and Al Neitel Machriz Shekin Derech Bnei Adam Shenimlochem Lefanais Ashbason. And based on this point, the Gemara continues, Bishlema Rapapa Haydim Neftani Shekin Derech Ashba Lefanais, that Bishlema, according to the Teretz Rapapa, we could understand the Lashon of Brisa that stated Shekin Derech Ashba Lefanais, and as we explained from the Shita, and as Rashi states, Haydim Neftani Shekin Derech Ashba Lefanais, that it's normal for Bailim to change their mind and decide to go and clean out a garbage dump. Rav Zvid explained that the Brisa is talking about small kalim, and therefore it's likely that these kalim were not placed here on purpose, and instead these kalim were mixed in with the rest of the garbage of the house, and by mistake they were thrown into the garbage dump, and therefore the din is that Neitel Machriz. And L'chayrur Lefidus Teretz Rav Zvid, why would the Brisa state that the reason why you have to return these kalim is Shekin Derech Ashba Lefanais? And the Gemara answers that in a Chanami, according to Rav Zvid, he will explain the Brisa Shekin Derech Ashba Lefanais Lo Kalim Ktanim, that it's normal that some will throw small kalim into a garbage dump. And in a Chanami doesn't mean that the garbage dump will be cleared out, but it's actually referring to these small kalim, that since it's very likely that these small kalim were not placed in the garbage dump, and instead they got mixed up with the household garbage, and they were mistakenly thrown into the garbage dump, and therefore the din is that you know to the machriz, and we will stop over here.